Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 10th day of April, 2024. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE, 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here at San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. We broadcast all the time at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in, find out what we're doing, just go to our website, of course, ksje.com. Or if you have one of those smart speakers, you can ask it to play KSJE. And if it's smart enough, it will do just that. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning. The video of this program is out streaming to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel this morning. So welcome aboard, everyone. I am glad that you are all with us. It promises to be a great program this morning with my guest talking about dancing with the Farmington Stars. We have a couple of the stars in residence with us here in Studio A. Some others may be calling in, but it's a big event coming up this Saturday. We'll find out how rehearsals are going and learn more about the charities they'll be benefiting from this great event coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, stay tuned. Ron Price is back with us for some more words of advice about living in life in the sandbox. That comes your way today at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE. Followed by, of course, Mick Hess, our classical music program, Roving with the Arts, after the news at 9:06. Takes us to 10:30 on Wednesdays, of course, at Right on Four Corners. That's our local and regional author program. And Utah author Karen Anderson is our guest this week, talking to Del Cherie Gladden about her latest book, What Falls Away. You'll hear that today at 10:30 right here on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and on Instagram as well. And a reminder, we're giving away a chance to win some tickets, the weekend passes and some Saturday tickets to the Durango Bluegrass Meltdown. That is happening next weekend up in Durango, Colorado. If you want to enter for a chance to win, just go to our website, ksje.com/tickets, and enter for a chance to win. And we'll be picking those winners next week, right ahead of the meltdown that starts on April 19th and goes on to the 20th and 21st in Durango, Colorado. If you're a podcast person, you can, of course, find KSJE Podcasts where you're already listening to podcasts. So check it out. Maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. And let's talk about weather briefly. Outside, a sunny Wednesday morning, 41 degrees. We're expecting sunshine today with a high of 62 in Farmington. Clear skies tonight with a low of 35. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 65 degrees. 74 with sunshine on Friday, 68 with sunshine on Saturday, and then 70 degrees with sunshine on Sunday before things cool off just a bit early next week. I'll be back with my guest, the Stars, from Dancing with the Farmington Stars, right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/Four Corners. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th in downtown Farmington, featuring the Julia Keefe Trio, Delbert Anderson Quartet, Indigene Femme, and more at 3 p.m. in Orchard Park Plaza.
Headliners will also appear at a workshop from noon to 2 p.m. at the Inspired Moments Event Center. The event will also honor Native musician and band leader Jacob C. Morgan with a special ceremony at 2:45 p.m. The Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th. KSJE is supported by the 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th, 20th, and 21st in Durango, Colorado. This year, the Meltdown features Missy Raines in Allegheny, Seth Mulder in Midnight Run, East Nash Grass, and Damn Tall Buildings. Tickets and passes are available at Animus Trading Company and online. Find out more at DurangoMeltdown.com. The 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th through the 21st.
Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, a couple of the stars from Dancing with the Farmington Stars event coming up this Saturday. We have Catherine Abeta here and Kirk Carpenter, two bright stars from the community. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for coming in. Other stars may be calling in. We have extended the invitation to everyone to call in this morning and talk about their experiences as they get ready to perform. You get ready to perform this Saturday. There is a wide constellation of stars with you all to be on the stage. And tell me how it's been going. Catherine, let me start with you. This is, what, day three of rehearsals? Wednesday?
This evening will be day three, so we only have 2 days of practice under our belts. It's going so well. I can't believe how many dance moves I know now.
Were you a dancer before this started, or a little bit?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm even a little embarrassed to admit how bad I am at dancing. Like, it's hard to even do it for fun because I step on any of my dance partner's feet, and I have a hard time remembering all of the steps. Like, I think too much about it, and so it's been a great experience where the professionals kind of help you get rid of a lot of that worry and just know exactly how to teach people with no dance experience.
Right. They're kind of used to that, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're professionals at that, too.
Right. So that's good. Kirk Carpenter, what about you? I mean, you're known as being a big dancer, right? You glide around town, don't you, on the dance floor?
Yeah, yes, Scott, I'm setting the bar for everybody else. Yes,
okay.
But I'm setting the bottom part of the bar.
Oh, the lower bar.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
And I feel good about that. It's kind of like I talk a lot of times that, you know, even at the house, I set the bell curve with the IQ, and I'm on the bottom part of that. And so I feel like I'm contributing and doing my part so that everybody else feels good about what they're doing if they watch me dance. But, you know, it's in all seriousness, though, I think one of the great things is just the patience that the instructors have.
Right.
And they're teachers. They really are. And they're great dancers, obviously. But they are teachers. They're being patient. You know, and I was talking earlier and just saying that when you think you got it figured out, all of a sudden it goes away and you're like, I thought I had that down. But we're only 2 days in. We got a few more days to get things ready. But the most important thing is, and me being me, I overthink things, but it's for fun. And the group that we're working with, all the people, all the other Farmington stars are great people. Know a lot of them, have known them for a long time, and it just makes whole experience what it should be.
Right.
And that's fun, and hopefully, not hopefully, but watching me, it will be very entertaining for people to watch me.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Good to know. Right. But I'm sure you're going to do great, and the professionals are going to make sure you're going to do great, and so that's the idea. And you are raising money for a great charity. Yes. Talk to me about the charity you selected for your Dancing with the Farmington Stars.
Well, anybody that knows me knows I'm a lover of animals, dogs specifically. I've had many, many of them over the years. And, you know, I almost look at it that, you know, for me specifically with dogs, and even other animals that are domesticated, that they can't speak for themselves, but they sure do speak to us a lot. You know, if you have a bad day, they change it.
No kidding.
And so I think it's just an important charity. It's something that's near and dear to me. And, you know, that's why I chose it. It's just, they make life better. And
right.
So why not try to find ways to give back to an association that tries to do that for animals specifically that helps society in general.
Right. And that's the San Juan Animal League.
San Juan Animal League.
And so you are dancing for them, and that's how this all works, right?
Yep.
We encourage folks to come and buy a ticket and come to this event, and then the proceeds will be kind of split among some of the charities. If you end up winning, you get a larger cut of the pot, I think, you know, and so I think that's how it all works unless it's changed. Yeah. But that's how it was explained to me, I think. Catherine DeBeta, I'm trying to think what you could possibly be dancing for, and I think I know, but would you confirm for us?
Take a guess.
Yes, yes.
I have so many favorite nonprofits here in San Juan County, but it's all because of the work that I get to do at San Juan United Way. So that's the charity that I've picked. Not only do I work there, but I really, really believe in the mission to really help the most vulnerable people in our community and work with the community and the systems, the government, non-government, to really bring them together into the need of what the community is experiencing and then be a part of the solution to that. We've had great success doing that in the past 8 years. The pandemic was a true testament to how strong and resilient our community really is and really how generous they are in giving back. And I just wanna keep promoting that and keep using the platform to talk about the good that the community does. And
very good, very good. Well, as a board member of the San Juan United Way, I thank you for dancing for the charity and the organization, and appreciate it very much. It's a lot of great other charities that we'll be talking about too that will be the beneficiaries of the dancers. I do want to share a little bit. We got some behind the scene footage of one of the rehearsals from just this week, and so I want to show that to the audience, and maybe you two can kind of narrate a little bit what we're seeing as you see it pop up here on the screen. And so let's see if I can get that going there. Here we go. Oh, there's Kirk right there.
Oh,
look at that.
You're seeing a lot of patience being exhibited by the instructor there is what you're seeing.
Is that what we're seeing? Gotcha. I think this was maybe day one, right? Maybe the first day?
Oh, yeah, probably first 20 minutes.
Of rehearsals here? Okay. In just a little bit. You're all right there on the stage of the Civic Center.
Yep, there's Steve Lanier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kirk, what dance are you dancing? You're doing mambo. The mambo, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's the dance that it's supposed to
supposed
be.
Supposed to be mambo.
Yes, so hopefully by Saturday.
What you make of it, we don't know.
Yes.
I understand. Gotcha. There's Catherine, what about you?
I'm doing the waltz.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
There's Deb Dumont.
Deb Dumont, right. We'll go through the whole list of stars that will be awesome. Performing as well. But those are a lot of seats out there, too.
A ton.
At that Civic Center.
We really need to fill the seats, that's going to really help our confidence.
Right. True. Very true. But that is kind of how it starts, I guess, right? As you were all kind of learning the steps a little bit and getting to know your partners.
Well, that's it. And just, you know, they work with you so much that, you know, I know we were talking about if we miss a step here, it's like, don't try to make up. Just continue. So hopefully nobody will know if we really miss a step except for us.
Right.
By Saturday. Right now, we know and we stop, but hopefully by then, even if there's a little miscue, it'll be covered up. But I think, like everybody, you want to do the best you can because, again, you owe it to the people who are really working hard. And this isn't our day job. It's a good thing I'd be unemployed. but you just want to make it fun and entertaining.
Very true. Very true. Well, you're a good sport. Both of you are good sports. And we actually have a phone call on the phone here, a caller on the phone. I'm going to hope it's one of our other dancers. Let's find out. We bring them on the air. Thank you for putting on your headphones, everybody. Good morning. You're on KSJE this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Scott. It's Steve Lanier.
It's Steve Lanier. We just saw you on some video of your rehearsal, Steve Lanier. Looking pretty good out there.
I'm sorry.
No reason to be sorry. You're looking good, like I said. You are one of the stars for Dancing with the Farmington Stars. What dance are you learning how to do?
I am doing the swing, and I don't know about learning it.
Okay.
But I am definitely trying to practice it.
Okay. All right. You're going to be dancing the swing. And your partner, are they being very patient with you?
Oh, they are tremendous. They are so much fun. Not only the other contestants, but the professionals, they make it fun because they're teachers and they their patience are beyond anything that I can fathom.
Gotcha. Now, you've gone through, what, two nights of rehearsal so far? Are you seeing some improvement?
You know what? The ladies are doing a fantastic job.
All right.
I cannot believe how they've picked up on it so fast. Now, the gentlemen, we are, let's say, working hard at it.
Okay. Uh-oh. Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's Steve's way, polite way of saying the guys are a little bit slower than the females, and he's accurate in saying
that. You
know,
he's a politician. Well, he's very diplomatic.
Yeah, and I'm not in the schools now. I can just kind of call it like it is, and yeah, guys are a little bit slow. That's the case in this Farmington Dancing with the Stars for sure.
There you go, Steve Lanier. You are dancing for the San Juan County Partnership, are you not?
Yes, I am, and I'm so proud to be doing that. It is. When I got onto the county commission, was the first I'd heard of them, and the work that they do down there is just amazing. But the care and the devotion that the folks there in the office show is just what made me go, this is what I've got to do.
Very good. Another great local organization. So I'm sure they appreciate your dancing for them and raising awareness of the work that they do, in addition to all the other charities that the dancers are dancing for. Are you ready for a rehearsal tonight, I guess? That's the next question.
I look forward to every rehearsal.
Okay.
After I leave, it's a little bit different. But when I show up, I'm all gung-ho and ready to go. But I called in today, Scott, just to make sure that Catherine's not trying to pay off the judges.
Oh.
She's a little more competitive than
Catherine?
Looks.
Really?
Yeah, Steve is just getting to know me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't know my competitive edge. However, I have never had to pay off a judge.
Okay. You heard it here first, everybody, I think.
She was asking who all the judges were last night.
Hey, Jill was asking that.
You've got a phone list.
I do want to know.
Oh, okay. I don't even know if that's been announced yet. Do we know?
I just like to know information.
Right. Okay. Very innocent sounding. Okay. All right. Well, Steve, thank you for calling in, and good luck in the competition. It's really not a competition, but I hope you enjoy the rest of your rehearsals and your time on stage this Saturday.
Well, thank you so much, and we thank you for all your support that you give throughout the whole community. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. That's why we're here. That's Steve Lanier. He is one of the stars, the other stars, in Dancing with the Farmington Stars, dancing for the San Juan County Partnership. And we thank him for calling in, and he was pretty nice with you guys. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a competition, is it? It's more friendly, right?
Yeah, maybe a friendly competition because you know, I think everybody wants to do well for the right reasons.
True.
And even if it's a personal thing to just, again, try to learn something new, and it is fun. But all the people that are there obviously have done very good things and continue to do very good things in the community. And that doesn't happen if you don't have a sense of hard work and pride to do as good as you can at whatever you're doing.
True.
So with all that being said, it's just going to be a fun time. And it already has been. And when I first decided to do this, I thought, okay, I said, yes, why'd I do that? Because Scott, you can put a headset on me and a mic in front of me and that's good, but put me in the spotlight, I'm not like that. But this is, it's fun and it's great. And like I said, the people, all of them, the stars, the people, they're just making it fun. And it's another great memory in life. That honestly, that you get to say, yes, I did this. And no matter how it turns out, it's going to be, it already has been an amazing experience.
That's good to know. That's good. And Catherine, what about for you? I mean, stepping a little bit outside of your comfort zone too, right?
Yeah, definitely. I am used to speaking in front of people.
But they're speaking and then there's dancing in
right.
front of people.
Right. So, and whenever I'm speaking in front of people, I'm always talking about something that I'm very passionate about, and it's easy because I'm excited to get people involved. This
right.
is quite different because I'm not a performer. So this is performing, and there's no interaction, and it's really, I mean, it's for everyone's entertainment. It will be so entertaining no matter what. But it is so outside of my comfort zone because I don't like a spotlight of attention. I like,
oh, this is literally a spotlight.
It sure is.
Yes.
I really like putting United Way under a spotlight or having an audience like that. But this is quite different. But the stars and the teachers and dancers are just incredible. I mean, we're having way too much fun.
As we saw, right? That's right.
We're having so much fun. And the teachers are, like everyone has said, so patient and so encouraging. And I just can't believe how many steps we've learned. I you know, regardless of what Steve says, the guys are doing some incredible things. I went home from the first day saying, oh yeah, it's going to be a guy who wins for sure. Because on the first day, the moves they were already doing were so cool. I mean, they were lifting their partner and spinning them around, or they were just, they had so many steps memorized, and I didn't feel like that at the first day. So I think Steve's trying to, he's trying to throw off the attention.
Maybe
there.
You think so?
Well, I love Steve, and I've known Steve, honestly, and I say that. I've known him probably for, almost 40 years and worked together for
sure.
A long time.
Right, that's right.
And I can tell you, when he got assigned the swing, I thought, that's his wheelhouse, because I've seen the guy dance. but I will refute the idea that because the gals, when you watch them, I'm the same way as Steve. I'm going, holy cow, these guys are out there figuring it out so much faster. And so, but it's fun. It's fun to watch and see what others are doing. You know, like I said, the first day went through half the dance and thought I had it down. Went back the second day. We added some of the second half, and then all of a sudden the first half's gone. I'm going,
whoops,
what in the world's going on here? But it's a great time. It's fun, and it's the whole environment, like I keep saying. But that's why we're doing this. We want to have fun, and everybody's making it fun. You know, the videos, the comments, the
right.
Little digging at each other a little bit. But it's been an awesome experience, and I just look forward to the rest of the week, and hopefully by Saturday there'll be more steps I remember than I have forgotten.
It'll all come together. You know, as a coach, you know how it's all about timing, right? And
yes,
getting to
is.
That high point. So uh-huh. I think it's all part of the plan, right?
They have the plan.
So.
You hope so.
Yes.
But they have the plan, and they seem confident it's going to happen. So you trust in that confidence. It's not false what they're saying.
Okay.
And so you have to believe in them so you can believe in yourself.
Very good. That's true. That's very true. Let's talk about some of the other dances who are going to be up there on stage with you. We're seeing them all on the screen, but for our radio audience who can't see that, we want to go through them. Jill Adair, of course, is going to be up there as well, dancing for Presbyterian Medical Services, another great organization in the community. And she's been here for a long time. She is now the region Northwest Region Director, and I only know that because I'm part of the Board of Directors of Presbyterian Medical Services. So there is that. Then Dr. Jay Lucas is also going to be dancing for the UMatter organization. That is the UMatter group, which talks with local teens and has teens that go out and tries to provide good role models for other teens in the schools throughout the county. And so another great, great organization there. Chime in if you want to say anything about these dancers, too.
Well, the only thing I'd say that's nice to have Dr. Lucas there is if something does happen and I do get hurt, or anybody gets hurt,
that's right.
We have our own orthopedic surgeon
standing by.
Yes,
I guess
it's
right.
One of the stars, so that's kind of gives some reassurance.
Okay, very good. So far, so good. You haven't had to call him in, right?
Not yet. I mean,
no, but it's nice to have him on call.
Yes.
Yeah. Very
yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Lucas. There's Steve Lanier, of course, for the San Juan County Partnership. Sherry Floyd is also going to be dancing for PATH, People Assisting the Homeless. They do a lot of great work with the homeless population here in San Juan County.
Tons.
So she's going to be up there dancing as well. And let's see, then Evan Knoll, Big Brothers Big Sisters of San Juan County, another great organization. Very good. Deb Dumont, as we mentioned, from San Juan Regional Medical Center, dancing for the Auxiliary. At the hospital, we were just talking about the auxiliary and some of the volunteers on Monday's program, as a matter of fact, and all the work that they do. And then there's Catherine, and then there's Kirk, and that's the whole stars.
Yeah,
the whole group, right?
I know.
So, what's your schedule? You dance in the evenings, then, right? Is it about an hour that you all get together to rehearse
yeah,
every night?
Each of us. So we're broke. There's four professionals.
You're not broke.
Not yet.
No.
Cross our fingers.
The groups are broken down.
They're broken down into two groups: a 6 p.m. and a 7 p.m. rehearsal. So there's definitely some overlap. I want to stay late and watch. It's just so fun to. And then when the next crew comes in, yesterday's was great because we were all taught the rest of our dance, and so the rest of our rehearsals will really be working on putting it together, remembering our parts, and then perfecting it. But when the 7 o'clock crew is coming in and just getting to watch us do our dances because we were almost complete, it was just so fun to watch their faces be just like amazed at how much progress we've made. And so it's a really fun it's really fun to kind of have this like back and forth where we're actually getting to have these like mini presentations for each other. And So then, we go and rehearse for an hour, and it is a workout. I was sweating yesterday.
Yeah, that ballroom dancing as in and of itself is quite the workout, I think. And if folks aren't used to it, you find out pretty quick.
Oh yeah, and another funny thing about that is that our professionals, unfortunately for them, most of them all live at sea level, so they have had a really hard time acclimating this week. Yeah, they're like, okay, we'll be fine by Saturday.
Very true.
But yeah, it's extra hard for them.
Kirk Carpenter, what about for you with the rehearsal schedule? I mean, you're in pretty good shape anyway.
This is a different kind of movement.
Right. Right.
You know, even I keep going back to the mental exercise that you're getting, because you're trying to move and not only get steps that, you know, I watched myself the first day and I thought, you look like a robot. And so as you even learn moves, you want to try to start, as I say, loosening up a little bit.
True.
But it's been great. And it is a workout. And it is definitely something that's different, because, you know, my dancing experience has been two-stepping and a little bit of swing, and that's it. So, and even there, I'm not going to win an award. So I think even the mental part of it has been fun. And you know, like Catherine said, it's just the whole idea of watching some of the others, because if you're not dancing and some of the other ones are, you're looking over and watching, and more in admiration of they're getting it and just appreciating the fact that they're working so hard at it, because that's what's fun about this group. We're all dancing individually, but we're one group, mm-hmm. and we all want the same thing. It's to recognize, obviously, the charities we're dancing for, bring awareness to them, and hopefully people will become more familiar with those, and who knows, maybe even decide to help those organizations, because that's what this is really about.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
The big picture. So, it's been great, and the rehearsals have been good, and I'm like Catherine, I'm like, is there a tutorial class?
Stay after school.
Yeah, it's like the high school days of going in to get help on the math. It's like, I'm staying here. But and I know that all of us are probably going home and then walking through stuff or doing mm-hmm. it in our mind.
Because you have some homework, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You make it homework. It's not go there and it's done. It's just nobody's doing that, because, yeah. again, it's a challenge of learning something new,
right?
Being in a different place where you're not comfortable, because I am not a performer. You know, I don't know if they'd let me dance in headsets and a mic, because when I do that I focus in. I don't see things. I don't see people. But it'll be definitely entertaining, and that's the purpose of it, for people to come and enjoy, and after the fact can poke fun about what you didn't do or what you did do, because that's what this is all about.
Very true. That's very true. And of course, there is a prize though, right? There's a mirror ball trophy that you all are dancing for. I'm sure they've been dangling that in front of you, haven't they?
No, actually not. I mean,
what? Oh my.
Kirk is not lying. Like, we are, yes, this is a competition, but we are having so much fun just learning this. Like, no one has told us what we win. No one has told us, none of it. We don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. Then just dance. That's
we're
okay.
Excited. There is not a bad dancer in the bunch. There's not a bad charity in the bunch. Like, we
That's
all
true.
Win. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, very true. Well, it is Dancing with the Farmington Stars. It is coming up on April 13th, the Farmington Civic Center. You can get tickets at fmtn.org/shows, between $14 and $18. Again, the proceeds do go to many of these charities, all of these charities that we've been talking about this morning. And they will be there too, I believe, if I remember correctly. They will be out in the lobby to give more information about their charities to the audiences that will be coming. And I am a graduate of Dancing with the Farmington Stars. And so does anyone know who wears a sailor suit this year? Because that was my costume.
You know,
and
this year
it was somewhat disappointing.
This year they're doing movie themes. So we're all dancing a song to a movie theme, and I have not seen any of these costumes before. So,
maybe
it's going to be
new.
A surprise.
Maybe
yeah.
they retired the sailor suit, which I would be
there's
okay
no
with.
There's no sailor suit. Sailors.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
They're all movies.
Yeah,
that
I can
ship,
see why.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Well, I sailed it. Yeah, that's for sure.
So,
yeah.
Do you want to know what our movies are?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay,
what are your movies?
Toy Story, and my
Toy
song
Story.
Is You've Got a Friend in Me. And
okay. You're going to waltz to that?
Yeah, as Bo Peep.
Okay. Okay. So that's your costume?
That's my costume.
Okay. Very good. All right.
If that's not worth $18 ticket, I don't know what it is.
That's definitely worth that for sure. Kirk Carpenter, what's your dance?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, it'll be Goofy Baby.
Okay. Gotcha. That whole vibe going.
That whole impression right there, as bad as it was, might speak to what's going to happen on the dance floor again, as I keep saying. But yeah, no, and it's going to be an interesting twist of how all this chimes into an Austin Powers theme.
Okay. But they'll have the music loud. We won't be able to hear you. It's okay.
Well, hopefully the dancers will be in front so nobody can really see me either.
Well, no, you're going to be front and center, I'm afraid.
Stage presence. They told me I had great backstage presence. And so.
Well, they've got 3 more days to work on that. So there you go. Thank you both for coming in and talking with me about the great event, for being great sports and stepping up to be part of Dancing with the Farmington Stars. I know you're both going to do great. I'm sorry I'm going to miss it and be out of town, but I'll watch for the videos on Facebook. I'm sure there'll be plenty.
Better be.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. And thank you to all the others that are doing this. I really mean that, for those people to step up, because it's for the right reason. So.
That's very true.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, you guys, very much. My guest right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.